The National Academy of Sciences is preparing a report on human cloning. Two teams of researchers told the Academy yesterday that they are determined to attempt the procedure. The Academy usually offers advice on current scientific issues. Its meetings tend to be rather formal, but the one in Washington yesterday was more like a media circus. NPR's Joe Palca reports.
Crowded onto a small stage at yesterday's meeting were some of the world's leading authorities on cloning. But the focus of the two dozen or so cameras at the back of the room was clearly on the three relatively unknown scientists who say they plan to clone a human being. When one of them, Severino Antinori of the International Associated Research Institute in Italy, tried to move from center stage so he could see his slides better, the Academy said fine, but the media balked.
You want to trade places? Would it help here?
Yes. In this slide, you can see easy the cloning procedure.
Antinori returned to center stage to complete his remarks. He and his colleague Panayotis Zavos of the Andrology Institute in Kentucky attempted to convince the other scientists at the meeting that it would be possible to adapt animal cloning techniques to humans.
There is every reason to believe that if we continue to refine those technologies, we will get there, because very simply it's a matter of determination, and I think we are determined to get there.
Equally determined to work toward human cloning is Brigitte Boiselier, director of a company called Clonaid.
Why are they three people here and maybe some others outside that are not public that are doing it? Because there is demand. There is a huge demand. There are a lot of people who would like to have a baby using that technology.
Boiselier hinted she had already taken the first step of creating a clone, transferring the nucleus of an adult human cell into a human egg from which the nucleus had been removed. She also said she had developed techniques to check the resulting cloned embryo for defects by looking at something called imprinted genes. But reproductive scientist Alan Trounson from the Monash Institute in Australia wasn't buying it.
Dr. Boiselier's claim that she can measure these imprinted genes in embryos is ludicrous, really, because I don't think that's at all possible.
But checking on imprinted genes would only solve one of the problems facing human cloners. The main reason most scientists think it's inappropriate to try cloning in humans is the problems they've already turned up in cloned animals. Ian Wilmot, the Scottish scientist who cloned the sheep Dolly, pointed out that most attempts to clone animals failed, and even those that succeeded frequently produced unhealthy animals.
I'm not suggesting that the outcome would be precisely the same, because there are differences between species. But in general, I think we should expect a very low efficiency, deaths occurring throughout pregnancy and after birth, because of a great variety of abnormalities in gene expression.
And therefore, Wilmot says, cloning should not be tried in humans. The National Academy of Sciences, which plans to write a report on human cloning in the next 6 weeks or so, is likely to see things from Wilmot's point of view. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.